This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. When the world was turning to home improvement projects at the start of the pandemic, Andrew Davis saw an opportunity. Davis co-owns Seward Milling and Lumber just outside Seward city limits. The company didn't start out as a commercial mill. He says he and a partner first bought the mill to deal with trees in their own yards. But when the pandemic hit, they started milling other people's wood too. And a year and a half later, they're still really busy. Davis says a lot of other people have had the same idea.
If you're looking to get in the milling business, you're a little bit behind the game because blades are hard to come by. So I'm very lucky with the box that just showed up today of blades. And mills are over, if you go to Wood Miser in Anchorage, you're looking at over a year wait.
Because everyone's trying to get into the business now, they recognize the need?
Everybody and their brother has bought a mill. So yeah, the mills are in short supply. People are taking old mills and trying to sell them for a bunch. And They're in short supply and people need them.
What have things been like for you guys? There's a lot of headlines about how lumber prices were through the roof, how everyone was doing these home improvement projects. What did it look like from your standpoint with your business?
Crazy. We're getting calls from everybody from a slab for a table to building a duplex or a barn and everything in between.
What are things like now at this point? We're in late August. Have things settled down a bit for you guys?
Absolutely not. I work part-time on the mill and part-time offshore. And so when I'm home, I'm go on the mill for 2 weeks solid.
Mm.
Pretty darn busy at it.
With the cost of buying that mill and kind of all the operational costs, were you able to make a profit off your business this year?
Yeah, as operational costs, I don't think we've probably... If I was more gung-ho and probably did it full-time, I easily could have paid everything off this year. But, you know, the mill itself, you know, it's a $40,000 mill and then an extension, and support equipment, and then this other piece of equipment, that four-sided molded planer, is another $15,000. So there's quite a bit of investment when you get into mm-hmm. milling, blades and room and, you know, pole barns and whatnot.
Do you see yourself building out your business further, or would you like, when this craze is all over, to go back to keeping it small?
I'd like to keep it small. I'd like this to kind of mill on intermittently and kind of mill my own projects and for friends and family.
Hmm.
I wasn't looking to get so so crazy.
But it sounds like you're an opportunist, like you saw this kind of opportunity and you took it.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Then I guess the last thing I would ask is, what advice would you give to folks who are looking to do their own kind of home improvement projects and are struggling with the current lumber market as it is right now?
Cut some trees down or find some of the trees and bring them over to a mill somewhere. My suggestion. But if you're looking for dimensional lumber, pressure treated type stuff, stand tight and hopefully prices come down. And it kind of what irks me sometimes is people will clear, a parcel of land or whatever and have a bunch of down trees, and first thing everyone thinks is, I'm going to cut it up into firewood.
Hmm.
Well, there's a lot of good wood right there that you're underutilizing by turning into firewood. And just don't be so quick to turn everything into firewood.
If there's one takeaway, it's don't turn everything into firewood.
Yep, there's plenty of good wood out there that gets wasted all the time. I see it, and it... Like, oh, that would have been a beautiful slab, or that would have been a nice beam, but now it's in the wood stove.
That was Andrew Davis with Seward Milling and Lumber. National indicators, by the way, do show that lumber prices nationwide are starting to drop. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.